I'm Glenn O'Jard from News of the North. I want to thank everybody that's coming along on this internet-only special. The Juno Pro-Choice Coalition presented LunaFest at Centennial Hall on Friday night, which was a series of short films created by and featuring diverse women. The evening began with a silent auction of art and various culinary creations. Before the videos played, Rachel Gerhardt, a social worker who was elected to the City of Craig's School District Board of Directors, spoke about the need for women in government. I think this talk's going to bring a lot of value to a lot of people, and I want to thank everybody who was along for the ride on KINYRadio.com. Let's get into it.
Okay, so I am a board member of JPCC, and what that entails is you show up to a meeting and they put you on the list. Truth. So again, my name is Rachel Gerhardt, and I am 35 years old, and I'm a social worker, and you're like, who is this Rachel Gerhardt person? I've never heard of her. And that's kind of why we thought maybe it might be good for me to speak to you, because there are actual elected officials in this room. I've seen a few. I've seen Justin. I've seen Maria. I've seen former elected officials in this room. So thank you to you. But those are known people, and I'm an unknown. So here I come to speak to you. I want to tell you the funny but actually serious story about how at the age of 25, I became an elected public official. And to instill in you that if you're not happy with how things are going in our country, this too can be you. So we have to go way back in our time machines to when this all started a little over 10 years ago. And as I mentioned, I'm a social worker, and I was then too. So, like, you know, advocacy is running in my blood, right? And anyone remember who was the president 10 years ago? You've all forgotten. George W. Bush for the second time. And I'll be honest, I was on an advocacy diet at the time. I was trying to do some damage control by signing petitions to my legislator and, you know, trying to commiserate with like-minded people about how he just didn't understand us. But it was really nothing like the resist bot days of 2017 and 2018, y'all. You know, it wasn't. I was out of commission, and I was a little on autopilot. So at that time, I was living in this otherworldly, half-magical place called Craig, Alaska. Anyone heard of that?
Yeah.
So I'm living there, and I'm fresh out of grad school, and I'm trying to connect with people my age. I'm not married, I don't have any children, and I didn't grow up there. So it's kind of hard to find people to connect with, and my prospects are kind of small. But I found this couple who worked at the school. You know, it's always the school, right? Like, the people who work at the school, you think they're going to be a good influence. So I tried to get involved, because that's the way that you survive in a rural Southeast Alaska community. And I volunteered at the Little League concession stand. I joined a Parks and Rec co-ed volleyball team with that couple from the school. And I helped put on the monthly variety show. And I became a Girl Scout troop leader once people in town found out that I had been a Girl Scout more than just a brownie. You know, they're like, you can't not do this, because we were never more than a brownie. So I was like, okay, I mean, I'll admit, I have the experience. I didn't have anything going on in my evenings other than Netflix, so. And Netflix and chill was not a thing then. So I'm doing my thing, living my life, and the female half of this couple who works at the school says, you know, Rachel, two people who have been on the school board for a really long time are telling everybody that they're not going to run again. And I've heard a lot of people who are after their seats are straight up helicopter weirdo parents. You should run. And as a child-free by choice person, my automatic response was, you've got to be kidding me. That makes absolutely no sense. And my friend, and I almost didn't want to call her that for a really long time, she convinced me that it actually made perfect sense. She said, you're young. You are closer in age to any of the kids in that school, and you have been in school more recently than anybody on that school board. B, you don't have any children in that school, which allows you a different perspective than anyone else on that board. It's a healthy perspective because you don't have a horse in that race. And C, you're a social worker, which means you think about everything holistically, right? You know, every angle. So I sat on it, and I didn't disagree with her. And I'm like, women are underrepresented in politics. I get it. I'm a social worker. This is part of my code of ethics to get involved. And we really needed a brownie Girl Scout troop leader. So my friend and I did a super official, legit handshake on it. I'll walk myself down to City Hall, and I will put my name on the ballot for the school board if you will be the brownie Girl Scout troop leader. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Like, that's politics, right? That's how this works. So So my heart is just pounding as I go down to City Hall and I put my name on the ballot and I did it. Like, I am legit running for public office, like, for realsies. And so did the two incumbents that everybody, they told everybody they worked. So, like, no pressure. No pressure. During the election cycle, I did not campaign at all. Like, I was terrified to, for one. I told a few people that I knew that I was running, and I'll admit, I sort of hoped that I wouldn't win, because I didn't know what I was doing. After all, these incumbents, both men, were well-respected, and they'd been on the school board for ages, so who am I to upset the status quo? So I'm not campaigning, life's going along, you know, the election's gonna happen, and then the scandal hits. There's no election without scandal, right? So a small town, Alaska, it's Craig, Alaska, you can't have an election without scandal, and I work in the mental health field, so scandal, like, terrifies me, my license is on the line, like, scandal's serious business, and Craig's like, me and my 1,100 closest friends are gonna know all my business. So the lady in town, like, you know, there's that one lady in town who knows everyone and everything, and she's like, Rachel, I heard a rumor about you. I'm like, oh my God, what's the rumor? She goes, well, I heard that people think you're the taxidermist in town. I was like, oh, well, little do you know that maybe I do have a small taxidermy business, you know, in my apartment. Nothing bigger than small vermin and game. You should have seen what I did with Mr. Bojangles. And so I won. I won a seat on the school board. I outseated an incumbent. And I damn near pooped my pants because suddenly I'm an elected official. I'm 25. I have to get sworn in. I have to brush up on Robert's Rules of Order. I have to help make decisions that impact the lives of children. And I did. And so can you. And you can do it without conning someone into being a brown Girl Scout troop leader. You can do it even if you're over the age of 25 already. And you can do it without such trepidation. And you should try, because, and this is where the humor ends, and I lay down some facts. The U.S. is 99th of about 190 in the ranking of countries by percentage of women holding seats in the lower or single houses. Countries that beat the U.S. include Rwanda and 21 other African countries, Nicaragua, Ecuador, Serbia, El Salvador, Afghanistan, Iraq, and China. And I don't want to get too partisan, but let's recall that someone recently called some of these places with way more women in elected government than we do shithole countries. As of October 2017, 11 women are serving as head of state and 12 are serving as head of government. As of January 2017, women make up only 18.3% of government ministers, and the areas that they most commonly head up are government, natural resources, and energy. Behind that are social sectors like social affairs, education, and family. And we do make a difference. In Norway, there was a direct causal relationship found between the presence of women on municipal councils and child care coverage. In India, the number of drinking water projects in areas with women-led councils was 62% higher than those in men-led councils. And I don't know about you, I sound nervous, but that's just me getting energized. So if you're getting energized about this, if you're feeling that kind of slow burn, pay attention to that. You know what that ache is. Don't let that rest. March tomorrow, call your legislators, picture yourself in office, and then get on Alaska Women's Ascend website. They're a group of current and former elected officials, candidates, and campaign professionals who volunteer their time to train registered Democrat or progressive independent women who have an interest in running for office or running a campaign or being a campaign treasurer. They serve the whole state, and they encourage young women and diverse women to apply. Monthly training sessions over 8 months, and all to help make you ready to make a difference. You have what it takes because you know what you need, and you represent somebody like you. That's what makes you qualified. Everyone in here is qualified because you give a darn. You know that you don't have to do it alone. You won't do it alone because you are part of a pussy pack of women. Hear us roar.
Thank you so much, Rachel. And can we hear you roar? They're out there. They heard you. Good job.
And that was Rachel Gearhart introducing LunaFest. I want to thank everybody who's come along for the ride on this little internet-only special. I'm Glenn Ojard. Stay connected with News in the North. Free to see every story, every day at KINYRadio.com.